From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. If you're looking for a new car that'll save money on gas, you'll probably compare the miles per gallon the different models get. And you might be making a fundamental mathematical error. That's what a couple of researchers found when they asked people to rate the gas savings they could get from different cars. NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
At Duke University in North Carolina, Richard Larrick studies how people decide what to buy. He says his best guinea pig is himself. Recently, his two-car family was trying to decide how to save money on gas. Should they replace their gas-guzzling minivan with a slightly more efficient station wagon? Or should they dump their fairly thrifty sedan and replace it with a super-efficient hybrid?
The improvement on the minivan to a station wagon just didn't look very impressive. It was like 18 miles per gallon up to 28 miles per gallon.
Just a 10-mile-per-gallon improvement.
And when we compared replacing a sedan, which was getting about 30 miles per gallon, with a hybrid that was very efficient that got 50 miles per gallon, that looked very impressive.
A whole 20-mile-per-gallon improvement. So, dump the sedan and get the hybrid, right? Wrong.
When we did the math and realized we drive both cars about the same distance, we realized that 18 to 28 ends up saving twice as much gas as the 30 to 50 improvement.
How could that be? Well, Larrick calls it the miles per gallon illusion. It turns out that not every increase in miles per gallon saves the same amount of gas. In fact, if you trade in a 15-mile-per-gallon car for a 20-mile-per-gallon car, you'll save much more gas than if you go from a 35-mile-per-gallon car to a 40-mile-per-gallon car. That's because gas guzzlers use so much more gas per mile. So even a 5-mile-per-gallon improvement in a gas guzzler means a lot less gas used for every journey. If a car gets more miles per gallon in the first place, the gas savings from the same improvement are less.
And we worry that people have a kind of why bother reaction when they look at cars that get 12 mpgs and think about raising it to 15 mpgs. That doesn't look big enough, but it saves a lot of gas.
In fact, Larrick conducted two surveys asking people to make car comparisons. And sure enough, most of them chose a car with the biggest improvement in miles per gallon, not the one that actually saved the most gas. Larrick says if America wants to use less gas, the priority should be get the most inefficient cars off the road right away, not try to get everyone to buy a super-efficient hybrid. Larrick published his findings in the journal Science. A lot of the confusion would disappear, he says, if the U.S. did what the rest of the world does, that is, compare cars by how many gallons per mile they use. Larrick's car buying decision then makes sense. Going from his minivan to a station wagon would save him 3.6 gallons of gas every 100 miles. Replacing the sedan with the hybrid would save only about half that.
I think it's useful reporting this fuel economy in gallons per mile, which I agree makes more sense.
David Green is an energy analyst at the Federal Department of Energy.
Especially when one is comparing vehicles for the kinds of things you want to do today, which is save money or reduce greenhouse gas emissions.
Green says the government actually calculates gallons per mile when it sets fuel efficiency standards for American cars. He says consumers can do that too at a website, www.fueleconomy.gov. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.